In this incarnation, place so much emphasis on obedience. In other incarnations, as far as I'm concerned, as little I know, never was placed so much emphasis on obedience. You know, do you give any clue why on this particular period of time, a history or whatever, obedience is so important? Did he ever give a clue to that?
We have no idea. According to changed circumstances and situations, then he brings out these things. There was no need for him in past advents to emphasize on obedience, maybe. Or he may have emphasized on obedience and nobody has recorded it. Who knows? Yeah. But this time, he lays great stress on obedience. It's most important. And what are the three stages of obedience? He one day enacted the part. What are they? Come on now.
We have a soldier's obedience.
Baba has given, have you read that? Soldier's obedience, yeah.
Obedience of a slave.
Yeah.
And obedience of someone who is a servant, like a waiter or somebody who obeys somebody's command like that. And then there's the obedience to a master.
Paid obedience, yeah. Patriotic obedience, whatever it is. You see. There are different things.
Financial.
Yeah. And eventually the obedience to him.
Yeah.
Is something different. You see, because it is not he has laid stress on obedience, he has laid stress this time. Didn't you hear what Baba says? That, well, now the whole thing has to be changed. He says, we have been taught to believe in this. Humanity has been taught to believe in trying to search God, find God, and get at God. But this won't do now. We have to change the trend. From searching and finding, you cannot find that which is never lost. That is a fact. So what is needed now to be done is, now give a thought to this, that it's not that you have to find God. Most important is to find ways and means to lose yourself in order to be God. That's what he says. And the only way to lose yourself is explicit obedience to his wishes.
Girish, you spoke of Baba's suffering, of being, because of our ignorance and being bound in us. But I was sort of thinking, isn't it also partially, that's also where the bliss comes from? Because for the love play, that has to be there. There must be the apparent too, for the romance. So also the bliss is coming from that.
Coming from what?
From our being ignorant of the fact that we are one with him.
Yeah.
We there appear to be two.
Yes.
So for love and beloved there must be two.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So his bliss also comes from that, not just his suffering.
One other thing he told us, Lorraine, about it is that he is infinite bliss. And he is infinite bliss, power and knowledge. These are the attributes of God, you see. So, but when he takes a human form, at the time of the advent, what he does is that he discards his robe of infinite bliss and puts on another. Has to suffer. So he dons upon the robe of suffering by having the human form and lays aside his infinite bliss. So while he is with us in human form, you cannot expect him to be in infinite bliss. Yeah. So he has to suffer. I don't know. So we also cannot experience infinite bliss till such time we drop this body, have nothing to do with the body, or dissociate totally from the body, consciously. So there is that interplay between our suffering or his suffering and then that infinite bliss which has nothing to do with the human body. But why harp on suffering? And Baba always enjoyed games and laughter and all this sort of thing. Yeah. Why harp on suffering? Don't forget about your suffering, Steve. Are you suffering a lot?
No, I was thinking about your just being with, living with Baba and the suffering that you all felt.
Yeah, of course. We used to witness his suffering, but physical suffering. But then you draw our attention to the suffering that how much more he suffered, you see.
Well, how much did he make you laugh then every day?
Well, quite often. Yeah.
Which was more? Predominant.
More predominant would be, well, it was balanced, I should say, in later years. But in the earlier years, more predominant would be laughter. Mm. Because his suffering was so visible at the time, in later years. Because of bodily handicaps and all that sort of thing.